Thank you so much, and welcome to The Good Stuff. That's right, it's Kim and Mike here with you, sharing during this festive season.
DV Auction is where you can bid online for the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Sale coming up this next Monday, December 16th. Now, the actual sale will be just east of Valentine, starting at 11:30. But again, you could bid online at DV Auction. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, 50 spring calving females. You know the name, TK Angus. Go to tkangus.com for the catalog.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet the only option. But now, there's Tri-State Livestock News. You don't have to guess on that. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And of course, Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News, all the crew. And also from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning real estate or land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Sugar plums, they're not what you think they are.
Oh, this sounds educational.
Yeah, Samira Kawash put this together. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. These famous lines you will surely recognize from the beginning of one of America's most beloved poems, Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas, a.k.a. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, from 1823, just a 101-year-old.
Wouldn't that be
201
years old?
Yeah, so much for my math. 201 year. I know the poem by heart, but I always snag on the part where the children nestle in their beds. What exactly is a sugar plum? Please do not, dear reader, consult Wikipedia for wisdom on this matter, as was my first instinct. There you will find reflected only the contemporary prejudice linking sugar plums to actual fruit. It is understandable that well-meaning fruitivores who assume that the traditional practice of preserving plums by boiling in sugar would result in something that would obviously correspond to the term. But this, from the perspective of history and tradition, is a confectionery travesty. Please do not, dear reader, consult Wikipedia. There you will find reflected only the contemporary prejudice. The truth of the matter is that sugar plums are not a plum at all, nor does it contain any plum-like substance. The sugar plums of Christmas fantasy are in fact sugar, and any resemblance to plums is entirely superficial. If you don't know what a sugar plum is, you're in good company. The Oxford English Dictionary declares the term obsolete, and so it is. Sugar plum was well known to English speakers from the 17th to the 19th century as another name for what was sometimes called draggy, or more commonly, comfit. I suspect that doesn't really clarify matters at all. All of these terms name a sweet made of sugar hardened around a central seed or kernel in successive layers using a process called panning. The glossy sugar shells on candies like jelly beans or M&Ms are produced through a similar process. The candy pan is kept in motion over heat while successive layers of sugar are poured on and allowed to harden. Jawbreakers are made this way using a sugar crystal as the seed. Sugar plums were most often made with caraway or cardamom seeds at the center. Almonds were another classic base for sugar plum. The resulting candy would be like what we'd call Jordan almonds. Confectionery historian Laura Mason calls comfit making one of the most difficult and tedious methods in craft confectionery, requiring specialized equipment, careful heat control, and experience. Depending on the size of the finished product, a batch could take several days to complete. Not just anybody could make these candies. Until the advent of machine innovations, comfits or sugar plums were a luxury good, most likely to be found in an aristocrat's pocket or between courses at a banquet. There you have it about sugar plums. Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for customers and communities. The holidays are a great time to open our hearts, and they wish you a blessed Christmas, along with safe traveling advice for the holidays from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas, everyone, from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.